The Longgrove Community Church is one of Longgrove's most historic buildings. It was on the Illinois Register of Historic Places when that list existed. Originally, the church was known as the German United Evangelical Lutheran Reformed Church of Longgrove. Records in German date from 1846. The cornerstone was laid in 1847, and the first service was completed in the sanctuary in 1848. Services in German continued up until the First World War. With minimum renovation over the years, it is the original structure with 20 feet added along with the bell tower extension in the 1870s, new windows and porticos in the 1930s, and additions to the rear over the years since. The addition to the west rear was the former German school, a separate building moved to accommodate a Sunday school when it was no longer used as the German catechism school. The church's original bell was presented to the German-speaking congregation by their English-speaking neighbors as an early ecumenical gesture. Back in the day, the bell would ring at noon to bring farmers in for their meal and was rung on the occasion of a church member's death, one ring for each year the deceased had lived. West of the church is the cemetery where many of the original settlers of Longgrove are buried, many of the people you're hearing about in this tour. Note the interesting ironwork of the old arched gateway. Beginning in the 1970s, the combination of the picturesque church, the bridge, historic buildings, banquet facilities, all within walking distance, made Longgrove a sought-out wedding destination. Our next stop is building number 28, and it's located on the far side of Stemple parking lot. To get there, head back to the crossroads, and immediately after you cross under the bridge, look for an entrance drive to the parking lot on your right. If you're adventurous and the mosquitoes are at bay, you can also hike the covered bridge trail, which leads to the Stemple parking lot.